Wildcats defensive coordinator Tristan Abram gives us his thoughts on the play of the defense against Longview last Friday. And he sizes up the Marshall team the Wildcats will play on the road this Friday.
All in all, to be honest with you, I really felt like we played hard for 48 minutes. You know, and that's what we ask our kids, is to play hard for 48 minutes. And they did. They played hard for 48. Like you said, it's just whenever you're running up against an O-line and running backs that size, it takes a toll after so long. The positives are we saw that we could come out and really get after them, and we stopped them a couple of times and forced them to punt. And we saw that we could do that, which was really big for me and really big for the kids, because that showed us that, hey, we can play with the big boys. You know, we have to do a better job of picking the ball off, just creating turnovers. There were times whenever we had the opportunity to pick a couple of balls off, and heck, there was one time when the ball was laying on the ground for about 3 or 4 seconds and we never saw it. And so, you know, those are things that you got to take advantage of in those types of games and those situations. But all in all, you know, hats off to Longview, you know, with what they have. They do a really good job. The schemes that they were using, they were taking advantage of things that we were giving them, and they were scoring. So with that being said, you know, hats off to them. But I say hats off to our kids as well, because they played. They gave it everything they had for 48 minutes, and I'm happy with that, and I'll take it.
Tell us about Marshall, though. Very talented team.
Yes, they are.
They get it done on offense.
Yes, they do. They are extremely talented. They are extremely fast. They're actually pretty big up front. Now, they're not Longview big, but they are pretty big up front. I really feel like their O linemen do a good job of moving, and they're going to pull quite a few guys at different times to run different schemes. But, you know, with that being said, our main objective and our main goal is to make sure if they're going to get in the end zone, they're going to have to work for it and march down the field. We can't give up big plays, and they are a big play offense. They have so many different weapons that they can get the ball to and do so much damage. They have a quarterback that's just extremely accurate. I'm talking about can throw darts and hit the bullseye as many times as he wants. And then they'll bring another kid in to play quarterback that when he's in, he's going to run the football, and he doesn't care that you know he's going to run the football, because he's shown it for 9 games that people have a tough time tackling him. So, you know, they have a lot of weapons that we have to deal with. So, therefore, we better have our game face on and be disciplined, because, again, there's so many things that they do that they make you honor the fact that they have all these guys out here that, hey, we can get the ball to this guy, this guy, this guy, and this guy and hurt you. So how are you going to defend us? So, you know, that's our game plan this week, is to try to be as disciplined as we possibly can and keep our kids in position to be successful.
KSST Sports.